your search bar on the Facebook page that you have. And don't forget, of course, you can watch the chart unfold live. If you've just tuned in now, where have you been? You can check out the show again by listening again online or checking out the podcast. And not forgetting, of course, there are 30-second clips of every song on our website at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. This is it. We are out of here. Tom Deacon is up next here on Radio 1 from 7 o'clock. All that's left to do is to play your number one this week. It is a new entry for Bruno Mars with Grenade, and we spoke on the phone a little bit earlier on today, and he was a lovely bloke. I'll see you next week. Here's your number one. How have you been, man? You seem to be on a bit of a roller coaster around the globe at the moment.
Yeah, man. Every day, a different city, every night.
Right.
I wish for it.
Okay, so do you know just how well you've charted at the moment with this, with your newest single?
I have no idea, sir. Please.
You have
help.
No idea. Well, I've got some very good news for you, mate. Congratulations. You are the UK's number one.
Oh my goodness.
Dude, you've got another UK number one single. Did you think that you'd be this big around the world? Because you've done incredibly well. And I looked you up a little bit earlier on today, and your journey has been fantastic. It's gone from writing for all sorts of people to producing for people and writing with people to being a star in your own right. So how does it feel being this big as an artist worldwide?
Oh man, you know, it's like, you know, I always told the label, I told them, I said, because I was out in London before, especially, and right. London is just such a special place for me because I just love it out here. I think the people are great, and I told them, I said, please, whatever you got to do to make it happen in London and in the UK.
Right.
Because it's just, this is where it's at for me, man. I'm getting a house over here. I know it. That's the next investment. But I would love to thank all the UK fans. Thank you guys so much for supporting my career and everything that I'm doing.
I was actually inspired by your vocals so much so that it changed the way that I looked at the way that I've been dealing with women.
No way.
Definitely. So much so, Bruno Mars, that I've actually recorded my own version of your song. Would you like to hear it?
Absolutely.
Here we go. This is me doing Grenade.
Oh my God.
Enjoy. I'd shear a sheep for you. Even milk a big cow for you. I'd even ride an elephant for you. You know I'd do anything for you. Bruno Mars.
Oh my God. Did you say I'll milk a cow for you?
But wait, there's more. I've got a lot of love to give, Bruno, so
I can't wait.
Okay, good. Glad. I'd walk the dog for you.
I'd walk the dog
for you. See the dust for you. I'd even ride a horse for you. You know I'd do anything for you. Yeah. That's love.
What was that ending? Did you just go, yeah?
No, it's actually a, yeah!
Yeah, man, that's going to be a hit.
Thank you. That's really singing from the heart right there.
That's gorgeous.
Bruno, you're both a liar and a very lovely man all at the same time.
Thank you.
And congratulations. I'm actually going to be seeing you at Maid of Vale. You're going to be performing in the Live Lounge this week. We're going to pop down and have a chat with you. So I look forward to seeing you in the flesh, good sir.
There we go. Well,
definitely.
Let's rock.
Okay, nice one. Congratulations. Would you like to introduce the official UK number one?
Ladies and gentlemen, one can argue this was the greatest song ever written by man. Was that a little too much?
Yeah, just a bit.
Okay. Guys, this is my song off my album, my first album, Doo-Wops and Hooligans. This song is called Grenade. Enjoy.